Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former dirt sheet writer from Daily DDT, Ringside News, Sports Kita. I am Lee Walker. And man, oh man, talk about the insanity, the news that dropped today. TNA has let go of Scott D'Amore, who's been with the company since 2003. And they hired a new president who was, my understanding, already working for Anthem. His name is Anthony Ciccone, or Ciccone. I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing the name wrong. I don't know what to tell you. If you listen to the New Japan Pro Wrestling episodes, you know I'm not good at pronouncing names. So there's been a lot of outcry and upset fans about this, and you can't blame them. I don't blame them. Scott's been with the company since 2003. However, the new president of TNA did send out a release, and this is what it had to say. I'm excited and honored to be the new president of TNA Wrestling, a company rich in tradition and loved by pro wrestling fans worldwide. This move is intended to further integrate TNA Wrestling into the entertainment group of Anthem Sports and Entertainment as we work to leverage the resources of the entire company to add more value in areas such as production, distribution, marketing, viewership, customer acquisition, digital revenue streams, ad sales, and sponsorships, and digital tech operations, among others. Everyone at Anthem Sports and Entertainment is appreciative and thankful for the years and dedication that Scott D'Amore gave to Anthem and TNA Wrestling. Scott has been part of TNA since 2003, holding many key roles. He played a vital role in the growth of the company and the evolution to its strong industry reputation today, including the 2024 return of TNA Wrestling brand itself. I personally want to thank Scott for the passion he brought to the business and his personal touch with talent. TNA Wrestling is in a position to take the next big leap towards its next stage of growth and expansion. While we can create more operational efficiency, the most exciting part is expanding existing revenue streams and develop new ones. Wrestling promotions have evolved from event-driven businesses to global media enterprises. I was in Las Vegas last month for both Hard to Kill pay-per-view and the next night's Snake Eyes show. Those were not just the two best pro wrestling shows I have attended. They were record-setting for TNA Wrestling on multiple fronts. That growth, expansion, and popularity that thousands witnessed live and in person in Las Vegas and live on pay-per-view around the world will continue in 2024. We have many exciting, groundbreaking announcements coming up over the next few months. Our momentum is continuing. TNA Wrestling features an incredible roster of in-ring talent who will continue to shine and deliver incredible matches and moments. We have a behind-the-scenes crew and staff who are incredible at their jobs. Our business is being run by experienced professionals, and the fans will notice many improvements in the coming months. TNA success is attributable to its teamwork, and that team will continue to grow with more input from Anthem's top executives, partners, and others. We know departures of well-respected executives can create uncertainty, but we are fully committed to this new business model. We are entering a new stage of growth. These changes bring together more leadership experience to help us evaluate our operations. Ladies and gentlemen, I personally don't know what you took out of that. But for me, it was, we don't recognize TNA and we think we can run it better. So we're going to put one of our people in there. Kind of sucks. Not going to lie. Scott D'Amore did so much for TNA. And in the month of January alone, TNA was seeing huge improvements. The TNA app plus on January 5th came out. The new things with YouTube, new action figures were coming out. They went under the name of TNA. They went back to TNA Wrestling. They signed Nick Namath, their biggest signing according to date, according to Scott D'Amore. They've signed others like Kushida. It's incredible. You know, they've made strides in TNA. TNA has made so much growth. And fans have been very upset by this, with Scott being removed from TNA. Of course, there's been a lot of shakeups in wrestling, as you've seen with the We Want Rocky, We Want Cody. As you saw on Monday Night Raw, all those signs, they were either printed off or either written, but they were all written by the same person. And one of them actually revealed themselves. It was an 11-year-old girl. The father had posted about it on Twitter. So a lot of the ones that were red, white, and blue, those ones were from her, an 11-year-old. However, there's been a lot of shakeup because of the controversy around the Rock Cody Roman story. We still don't know who's facing who at WrestleMania. We're going to probably find out tomorrow on Thursday's WrestleMania. I don't want to call it a media scrum because, like, they're advertising for people to pay to go for tickets. Even though you're still going to be able to ask questions, I don't know who's, you know, I'm obviously pretty sure that the respected journalists don't have to pay and were invited. Let's be real. But, you know, if you're someone who's already paying for interviews, this is something that's up your alley. Not up mine, though. I'm not paying. Sorry. I mean, $2,000 you can pay and you get your picture taken with Triple H. That sounds reasonable, I guess. Anyway, outside of that, there's a lot coming out of the Matt Men radio show that AEW will be running in the TD Garden on March 13th for AEW Dynamite. As many expect, that is supposed to be the debut of Mercedes Moné. So look for that on March 13th, folks, for AEW Dynamite. Now, there'd been a lot of news and rumors around this one. She was going back to WWE because Trinity went to WWE. She was going to go here, going to go there. And the price that she had asked for WWE was equivalent to what Charlotte is making. And Charlotte's making apparently the most that any female wrestler has ever made in WWE. And she wanted equivalent to it. And I'm going to stand my ground. Not worth it. She does not draw for me at all. And I wish I had a reason. I don't get it, I guess. That's all I got. Now, if you're an action figure collector, you can rejoice. The 1 of 3,000 all-in Jamie Hayter England Wembley Stadium figures are shipping out nearly 7 months later, but they're shipping out. I'm pretty excited to get that figure. There will be an unboxing video, youtube.com at Perched on the Top Rope. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Speaking of action figures, there was a CM Punk action figure that is coming out by Zombie Sailor Toys, the Heels to Faces line. And if you're wondering, CM Punk will come with his dog, Frankie. It is a $40 purchase. It is like a WWE Hasbro retro figure. It looks amazing, by the way. I will totally be buying that. But while I'm talking about Mercedes Moné and these free agents, Camille from the NWA is also a free agent. And apparently going to go to AEW, at least that's where her talks were. They had recently met. She had talks with WWE. Nobody knows what's going on there. So we're going to have to wait and see where Camille lands. She's tall, has a great physique. NWA should really be kicking themselves losing this, losing Camille. They should really be kicking themselves on this one. That is huge. That is really, really huge. And with WWE grabbing Jade Cargill, having Rhea Ripley, I don't want to say she would get lost in the mix of WWE, because WWE has obviously the largest women's roster, I would say. But AEW apparently is trying to rebuild their women's roster and build it back up, and Camille would be excellent for that. She would just be a tremendous acquisition for AEW. Not saying she wouldn't be great for WWE. I just feel like they have so many like jacked females, like Ivy Nile, who short in stature, yes, but she's jacked. She's jacked. She is ripped and juicy. Like, damn. Anyway, as I'm ranting on, I apologize. Now, WWE, I'm going back, has that press conference on Thursday, and we know 2 weeks ago Cody Rhodes had seemingly passed on the title shot to face Roman at WrestleMania in favor of The Rock. Now, the past Monday, WWE did not ignore the support that Rhodes was getting. They constantly referred to it on Raw. And again, Rhodes did not commit to his plans at WrestleMania. WWE also reiterated that Rock versus Roman was not official. So the real question is, you know, with WWE doing that, and you had fans who made tons of signs for people all to hold in the crowd. And, you know, we did hear that we want Cody chants on Raw. It's still not sure if WWE is working the fans or not. Now, obviously, they allowed the signs to come in. They didn't stop anyone from cheering or booing anybody. So if it's a work, I'm going to assume that numerous parties have not been clued in that it is a work or how evolved that it's going. Now, the creative team, the producers, there's a lot for them that they have to work around with this. You have to think about it. CM Punk tore his right tricep. So the idea of Seth versus CM Punk is now out the window. We also know that Seth got injured. Prior to the Royal Rumble, it was going to be Punk and Rollins. That was the active plan. So if there's a work in play, I feel like there's parties not involved or don't know about it. Now we watched CM Punk have surgery. You know, WWE showed us clips and things to that nature. But it's still unclear who Cody's going to pick, how this is all going to work out. With so much going on, I also question, could Cody face Seth, but get cashed in on by Damian Priest? Or could The Rock just be a special guest referee? We're going to find out tomorrow. There's no clear set stone. But while I'm speaking about The Rock, I have brought up in the last episode how The Rock's daughter, Ava, the NXT GM, has actually deleted her Twitter account due to the death threats she's getting between the three storylines that are going on, that between Rock, Cody, and Roman Reigns. The internet wrestling community is wild. And I've said before, a lot of this stuff with The Rock, this press conference, is to take eyes and ears off of what's going on with Vince McMahon. Now, if you want to talk about contracts, there's a WWE contract that is up in a few months. It is Dijak's. WWE contract is up in June 2024. This year, there's tons of WWE's deals coming that are going to be due. As many signed five-year deals in 2019 after the formation of AEW. Now, Dijak had previously gone under names of Dominik Dijakovic and T-Bar. He had a short run on the main roster with Retribution. His most prominent run is currently the run he's doing in NXT. He has worked Ring of Honor back in the day. I hope that they sign him and keep him. He is a great talent. It's just unfortunate that certain runs like kind of screw a wrestler over, so to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, you can expect some awesome interviews coming up, as I have part two of Steve Kern, aka the Fabulous One, Skinner, and Doink the Clown. I also have interviews with B. Brian Blair, one half of the Killer Bees in the WWF. Major author Kenny Casanova was really recently on the show and stopped by. And I have some exciting news that'll be coming at the end of the week, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch this show anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found, from Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. We're there. It's perched on the top rope. And you want to talk about a podcast? I want to thank all the fans who tune in, watch, listen, this podcast in America in sports is ranked 47th. In America in wrestling, 3. Great Britain, 65. Canada 222, Australia 151, Germany sports 23, Germany wrestling 1, South Korea wrestling 9, France in wrestling 5, 37 in Sweden wrestling, 6 in Spain. Number 45, Norway wrestling, 98, Ireland wrestling, 18 in India for wrestling, Philippines for wrestling, 50 United Arab Emirates, 30 Nigeria, 38, Pakistan, 7, Pakistan sports, 84, Egypt, 18, Algeria wrestling, 10, and Algeria podcast, 158 for all those countries that have put us on the Apple Podcast chartable map. I truly, truly thank you. You can also catch us at YouTube at youtube.com at Perched on the Top Rope, where all those awesome interviews you can watch. You can also watch amazing unboxing videos, as I am a figure collector. You can check us out on Twitter at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is too long. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, where I have all the up-to-date news on Facebook. We are also on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can find us on Twitch playing WWE 2K23 as I get ready for WWE 2K24. And you can find me playing AEW's Fight Forever as I am ranked in the top 100 in Stadium Stampede. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also catch me on TikTok, where I'm posting the most random videos that I can think of relating to wrestling, from On This Day, Selena scenes using Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, because after all, that song makes everything better, including Zack Ryder winning the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 32, and you're not going to prove me otherwise. And if you don't like that, you can watch the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan get humped by a dog. Ladies and gentlemen, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.